Imagine you are standing in Austin, Texas, and a burst pipe is rapidly flooding your kitchen.
Oh, nightmare scenario.
Right. In that moment, you do not care about some massive national plumbing brand's corporate headquarters up in New York.
No, absolutely not. You need the plumber who is 15 minutes away right now.
Exactly. And if you are listening to this deep dive, you are our resident learner. Maybe you're expanding a physical business into new markets, or prepping for a marketing strategy meeting, or you're just intensely curious about how those digital gears turn to make that hyper-local match possible.
The invisible digital architecture, yep.
Yeah. So today we're taking a stack of excerpts from the Multi-Location Local SEO Playbook.
A great resource.
Truly. And our mission today is to uncover the highly specific framework that businesses use to dominate local search results across, multiple different cities or neighborhoods simultaneously.
Without tripping over their own digital footprints, which happens a lot.
So much. Okay, let's unpack this. We need to lay out the fundamental architectural difference here. Because, I mean, standard SEO focuses heavily on broad informational intent.
Right, like ranking for a non-geographic term, like best running shoes.
Exactly. But multi-location local SEO, that tackles hyper-local transactional intent at scale. It's this complex art of engineering every single physical footprint of a business to trigger at the exact moment a nearby customer searches for those services.
And the distinction in complexity there is just staggering. I mean, standard SEO operates somewhat like building a single massive skyscraper in a crowded global city.
Your goal is just sheer height and authority.
Right. But multi-location SEO is an entirely different architectural challenge. You're trying to build 50 perfectly visible, highly relevant storefronts in 50 different towns at the exact same time.
While ensuring the underlying foundation connects them all, right?
Yeah.
Without confusing the search engine.
Precisely. And a lot of businesses fail to recognize that shift.
Yeah, the source material makes that incredibly clear. They open their second, third, maybe their 50th location and just assume they can deploy the exact same digital strategy that put their flagship store on the map.
Which is a huge mistake.
It is, because the playbook points out that the complexity scales aggressively. Each new location serves a different demographic.
And competes against an entirely different set of local businesses. It requires managing this complex web of distinct signals.
Right?
Because if you ignore that scaling complexity, you run straight into a trio of digital disasters.
Duplicate content, inconsistent business information, and keyword cannibalization.
Yeah. When you lack a structured strategy, those new branches don't just sit quietly in the background failing to rank.
They actively cause algorithmic confusion.
Exactly. And that can actually drag down the visibility of your original successful locations.
Wow. I was thinking about how to visualize this, and it feels like the difference between national television and local radio.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Thanks. It's like standard SEO is broadcasting on a massive national TV channel. You push one strong signal, one unified message, hitting everyone at once.
Right.
But multi-location SEO is trying to successfully operate a dozen different local radio stations from a single control room at the exact same time.
You need the local weather for Phoenix on one frequency, the traffic report for Chicago on another.
Yes. And if those frequencies bleed into each other, the listener just gets static. And they change the dial.
That is exactly what happens with search algorithms.
But let me challenge the core premise here for a second.
Go for it.
If a company has incredible overarching domain authority, say a highly respected national franchise with thousands of authoritative backlinks, why does Google care if the specific local pages are perfectly optimized?
Shouldn't the massive domain rating just carry the weight?
Right. Shouldn't it guarantee them the top spot purely based on algorithmic trust?
What's fascinating here is that the algorithm's priorities shift dramatically based on the user's search intent. For local queries, search engines prioritize proximity and immediate relevance over broad domain authority.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because the algorithm recognizes that a massive domain rating does not fix a flooded kitchen in Austin.
Right.
It demands mathematical proof that a business is authentically present, operational, and highly relevant in that specific microgeography.
So the search engine is optimizing for the user's immediate physical reality, not just rewarding corporate prestige.
It acts as a hyperlocal concierge. And that mechanism is why the playbook insists on the location page foundation.
So just relying on a corporate homepage isn't going to cut it.
No, it's totally insufficient. You must engineer a dedicated page for that specific geographic entity. And the precision required is intense.
We're talking about optimizing H1s, right?
Yes, H1s for specific localized intent, integrating localized schema markup, embedding interactive Google Maps mapped to the exact coordinates.
And structuring highly specific calls to action.
Exactly. The whole goal is feeding the algorithm enough localized data points to prove this is a functioning local hub, not just some generic marketing landing page.
Okay, but if the algorithm is hyperfixated on these individual localized data points, the immediate temptation for any scaling business is just to scale by replication.
Oh, the copy-paste trap.
Right. It is so easy to take that one perfectly engineered location page, use find and replace to swap Miami for Orlando.
And just hit publish on 50 new pages in an afternoon.
Exactly. But the playbook highlights this specific shortcut as a fatal architectural flaw.
Because it fundamentally breaks the way search engines index your site. The playbook defines this as keyword cannibalization.
But there's a deeper underlying mechanism, right?
Yeah, specifically the crawl budget.
Yeah.
Googlebot has a limited amount of resources it will spend crawling any given website.
Right.
When you force the bot to crawl 50 structurally identical pages targeting the same overarching services, you waste that budget.
It's the equivalent of hiring a dozen clones to do your job. You assume you'll get 12 times as much done. But instead of working, the clones just fight each other for the exact same desk. They argue over the same keyboard, and the entire office grinds to a halt.
And the algorithm's response to that chaos is just algorithmic self-preservation. It looks at the duplicate pages, gets confused about which canonical version should represent the topic, and often suppresses all of them out of sheer inefficiency.
So nobody ranks.
Exactly. The solution the source mandates is matching one page to one specific search intent.
You do not optimize universally for HVAC services.
No. You engineer the Phoenix page specifically for HVAC services in Phoenix.
And it goes much deeper than just injecting a city name into the metadata, right? The playbook insists the content must be genuinely localized.
Which is a heavier lift for the content team. It changes the entire content strategy. Search engines utilize natural language processing, or NLP, to understand the context of a page.
So if the text is generic, the NLP extracts no localized entities.
Precisely. You have to weave in local case studies, address location-specific frequently asked questions.
Like, does the Chicago branch have rear parking?
Or does the Phoenix branch specialize in extreme heat AC repairs? You reference nearby neighborhoods, specific local landmarks.
You're feeding the NLP algorithm's context about the entity's real-world existence within that community.
You are practically forcing the content to sound like it was written by a local resident.
And the maintenance on that doesn't stop at publication. The playbook points out you need routine content audits to actively hunt down overlapping keywords and broken internal links as the site expands.
Auditing is your best defense mechanism. As a multi-location site grows organically, boundaries blur. A blog post written by the corporate team might accidentally start competing with a specific location page for the same regional keyword.
Catching those algorithmic collisions before rankings drop is a huge part of the strategy.
Absolutely.
So building those robust NLP-friendly location pages handles the internal structure of your owned assets. But a searcher rarely starts their journey on the website itself.
No, they interact with the search engine's interface first.
Which brings us to the Google Business Profile, or GBP.
The GBP has really evolved into the ultimate local ranking signal. It's that interactive box dominating Google Maps and local search results.
And the critical directive from the playbook is that every single location requires its own claimed, verified, and heavily optimized profile.
But governed under one centralized master account.
Right. Letting local managers go rogue and spin up their own isolated profiles is just a recipe for disaster.
A complete disaster. The playbook demands total governance, selecting the most relevant primary and secondary categories, maintaining a high velocity of fresh photo uploads.
And actively monitoring the Q&A section. I read that the search engine actually treats an abandoned profile as a signal of a closed business.
Yes, or an irrelevant one.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The playbook introduces AI integration into this GBP governance.
Oh, this is a game changer.
And it's not just talking about basic task automation. The source explains that AI is now used to analyze customer reviews for sentiment, identify competitor gaps, and uncover entirely new keyword opportunities based on local behavior.
the mechanism behind that is wild. The AI isn't just scanning reviews to calculate a happy to sad ratio.
Right.
It can analyze 500 reviews of a Chicago location. Notice that the phrase same day installation spikes by 40% during winter months.
Oh, wow.
And then automatically flag same day winter installation as a high value, long tail localized keyword specifically for that Chicago market.
But looking at that capability, I have to ask, with AI analyzing sentiment and spotting competitor gaps, aren't we completely removing the local human element from local SEO?
It's a profound shift, sure. But the playbook positions AI as an analytical radar, not a replacement for human governance.
Okay, radar. I like that.
The AI can process sentiment at a scale a human never could. It's simultaneously tracking the Denver competitor gaining traction with winterization services while noting the Dallas market is complaining about response times.
But the AI cannot dictate the brand's strategic response.
Exactly. The radar spots the anomaly, but the human operator has to decide how to steer the ship.
So the actual governance updating operational data, managing user permissions, executing the review response workflow, that's all human.
Yes, it remains a strictly human endeavor to maintain that brand voice. The AI hands you the localized intelligence, but the human maintains the brand integrity.
That makes total sense. But even with a perfectly governed GBP and an AI handing you brilliant keywords, the algorithm still operates fundamentally on trust.
Oh, well.
It won't just blindly accept the data you feed it directly. It demands external validation from the broader web. Which brings us to the playbook's insistence on off-page trust signals.
Starting with the incredibly granular detail of NAP consistency.
NAP, name, address, and phone number.
In the realm of multi-location SEO, your attention to detail here has to be absolute.
The source dictates this information must be identically formatted everywhere it appears online. Directories, social media profiles, local chamber sites.
They use the street versus saint rule as a prime example.
Yes. If your main website spells out S-T-R-E-T, but your Yelp profile abbreviates it to S-T period, that tiny discrepancy damages your local presence.
It really does.
It reminds me of showing up at the DMV with mismatched identification.
Oh, absolutely.
If your driver's license says street, but your passport says saint, the pedantic clerk just halts your entire application. The search algorithm is basically acting as the ultimate unforgiving bureaucratic clerk.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the algorithm's pedantic nature stems from its reliance on confidence scores.
Right.
Search engines are terrified of serving bad data to a user. Sending someone to a closed business or the wrong address degrades the user experience.
Which ultimately threatens Google's market dominance.
Exactly. When the algorithm detects conflicting address formats across the web, its confidence score for your entity drops. And when algorithmic confidence drops, algorithmic visibility plummets.
That fear of serving bad data also explains why the playbook puts such a heavy emphasis on local backlinks.
Yeah, you don't just chase national websites with high domain ratings.
Right. You earn links from hyper-local sources, local chambers of commerce, community events, local publications, nonprofits.
Because these local links function as unstructured citations. When the algorithm crawls a local Little League website with a .org domain and finds a link to your neighborhood branch, it processes that as a localized prominence signal.
So sponsoring a community charity isn't just good PR.
No, it's a foundational, verifiable data point that anchors your digital entity to a physical community.
It proves to the algorithm that the business actually exists in the physical space, interacting with real local networks.
Exactly. And speaking of real interactions, the playbook tackles the mechanics of reviews.
Right. The directive is blunt. Do not rely on customers to just remember. You have to systematize the ask.
You build automated review requests directly into the post-purchase or post-appointment journey. Review velocity is a critical metric.
Velocity meaning like the speed they come in.
A steady, ongoing stream of fresh reviews carries significantly more algorithmic weight than a massive batch of reviews from 3 years ago.
Oh, got it.
Furthermore, the algorithm parses the actual text within those reviews. You don't just want a five-star rating.
You want the customer writing, Sarah at the downtown Dallas location was incredibly helpful with my AC repair.
Yes. the NLP Extract Sarah, Downtown Dallas, and AC Repair as related entities, further cementing that specific location's relevance for those terms.
It's amazing. But with all these localized signals firing, the pages, the GBPs, the backlinks, the NLP-rich reviews, the sheer volume of data being generated becomes a secondary problem.
Yes, a problem.
The playbook has to address how a business actually knows if this massive multi-pronged strategy is working without drowning in data.
The foundational rule of tracking multi-location SEO is knowing what to ignore. Analyzing your total overarching website traffic is entirely misleading.
Because if aggregate traffic jumps 20%, you have no idea if the Miami branch successfully captured a new market.
Or if the Seattle branch just went viral for a terrible customer experience. You must track strictly at the location level.
The metrics to watch are super specific. GBP direction requests, phone calls,
local keyword rankings, and location-level conversions, like specific appointments booked.
Direction requests are particularly fascinating.
They really are, because they represent a definitive bridge between digital search and physical action. When a user clicks for directions, Google's ecosystem often tracks the user's GPS all the way to your physical storefront.
Wow, effectively closing the loop on relevance.
Yeah. That data point is exponentially more valuable to the algorithm than a user simply reading a blog post from three states away.
But executing and tracking that level of granular detail across 50 or 100 locations introduces the tension of franchise strategy.
The balance between overarching brand consistency and local flexibility.
Right. When a franchise gives local branches that flexibility mentioned in the source, doesn't that risk the brand's unified voice? If local managers inject their own flavor, it sounds like a recipe for chaos.
It is a delicate balance, but the playbook manages it by enforcing clear standards. I view it as a corporate coloring book strategy.
A coloring book?
Yeah, the central headquarters provides the rigid black lines, the strict structural requirements for the location pages, the mandatory NAP formatting, the approved workflows for negative reviews. The framework is non-negotiable.
But the local managers are handed the crayons to fill in the color.
Precisely. The local flavor highlighting neighborhood landmarks, adjusting the tone for regional demographic, promoting local climate services, that operates freely but safely contained within those established corporate borders.
The structure is fixed, but the context is fluid. And because tracking all this API integrations, rank tracking, citation auditing at that scale requires massive infrastructure, scaling up often requires partnering with specialized agencies.
Right. The source specifically mentions Scopic Studios as an example of a partner utilized to manage this complex optimization across every individual market.
Attempting to manually track keyword cannibalization and NAP consistency for 100 locations simply breaks internal marketing teams.
The sheer computational power required to audit thousands of citations, monitor hundreds of GBPs for unauthorized changes, and parse localized AI sentiment data requires specialized tools and dedicated oversight.
So what does this all mean? If we distill this entire deep dive for you, the listener, scaling a business locally isn't about acquiring a larger megaphone to shout your national brand name louder.
Not at all.
It's actually the meticulous process of whispering the exact right, locally relevant information directly into the ears of search engines and community members in a dozen different cities simultaneously.
It's ensuring your radio frequency in Boston broadcasts the perfect Boston signal, completely isolated from your broadcast in Atlanta. This raises an important question, though, and it's something for you, the listener, to mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
We explored how AI is now reading local reviews to extract sentiment, suggesting localized keywords, and even optimizing the descriptions for these multi-location pages. If we project that trajectory forward, as AI increasingly manages the hyper-local optimization for massive national franchises, does local relevance eventually just become an algorithm negotiating with another algorithm over what a neighborhood supposedly wants?
Wow, that is a staggering thought. Two machines trading optimized data points, completely bypassing the actual human community.
And if that is the future of local search, how does a physical business ensure its location page retains its actual human community soul? How do you prevent your strategy from becoming flawlessly optimized for the machine, but entirely hollow to the resident walking through the front door?
That is a phenomenal question to leave off on, because no amount of algorithmic perfection can fake a genuine community connection if the entity behind the screen lacks a pulse. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We highly encourage you to examine the local businesses in your own neighborhood a little differently next time you search for a service.
Look at their Google profiles. Investigate their location pages.
Yeah, see if you can spot who is just broadcasting corporate static and who has their local radio frequency perfectly tuned to your community. Until next time.